We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Mem Tes Omid Beis, and we are beginning the second line from the top of the Omid. We just finished saying that there's a machlekes about shlochim, pieces of leather that belong to Uman, a tanner, who plans on selling these pieces of leather for whatever they want, leather coats, whatever it is. So would they sit on it and use it as a rug to eat on it or not? You know, while they ate, they used to sit on rugs to make themselves comfortable. So if they used it for lemiz galayu to sit on it, then it's not muksa. But if not, then it is muksa. And that they used it to cover something, could be that's not enough. Kamavuyer in the Mishnah, by something that's very chashuv, even if you use it one time for atmana, it won't make it not muksa. So the question is really, is a something from a uman, is it muksa or not? Meisvei, asya kasha, nesarim shabalabayis. Boards of a Baal Bayis metaltal my son. You let him metaltal it because he's not planning on doing anything with it. So Uman, but if it's, it belongs to Uman, he's making it into furniture. Ain't metaltal my son, you can't use it for a meat board. But if you had machshava, you know what, I'm going to use this week to hold my pass. Either way, you can metaltal it. So you see, only if you make a machshava and you set it aside to use it for food, is it not muksa. But if not, it's muksa. So we just said before that Shlokim Shal Uman is not Muksa according to Rabbi Yasi. And here we see in a bright stand Brysa that it is Muksa. Like the Gemara, no, it's not Shver. Shani Nesarim, the Kapra Layu. Nesarim, everyone's more Makbid. The board, the more Makbid, I guess they get dirty. For whatever reason, the more Makbid. But a piece of leather, they're not so Makbid on it, and therefore it's not a Kasha from there. Tasha Mam, that's a Kasha from skins alone, hides. Alone, the piece of leather alone, I take cash from there. Toshma, oirois, leather, skins, bain avudim, sai, if you worked with it already, worked it out, bain chen avudim, sai, if it's not worked out, mutter, letaltalon b'shabbos. It's mutter to metaltalon shabbos. Lo amru avudim, the only thing that avudim's the geya, the only time you say that it's, is it worked out or not worked out, you know, it means tanned and banged out. Is only the gabi tuma, only in tuma vavad, but the gabi Shabbos. Either way, you metaltal it. My laugh. It sounds like loishno baal bayis, loishno shel uman. Sounds like either uman's skins or the baal bayis' skins are both mutter. That's a kasha on Rab. It's a kasha on the other man, the Amar, Rab Chanina, on Rabbi Yosef Meloza, who says that it's muksa. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yosef Meloza. That's muksa. Dr. Gemara. My metaltle, loy. So the bias, loy. So the bias. Tum dafka ba bias. Avashu uman, you can't. Avashu uman, my metaltle. So we're saying, really, it's only talking about bias. But uman, maybe tak kem metaltle. Frank tomorrow, if that's true, that a uman is takam muksa, yachi, ha da tani loy, amra avudim, eli and tumma, that you said, that avudim is only gaya for tumma. Bavad, lifigus in the day, you could say a chilik in the halachas of. Muksa alone, medvar mur mishal v'abayis. Av mishal uman, but if it belongs to uman, then there's the chilek. Av mishal uman, loy. So, what does that mean? It's like Rashi explains, that you could have said, by uman is a chilek, because if it's avudim, so then already you're makbar on it, because it's ready for sale. If it's not avudim, so then you're not makbar anyway, because it's not worked out yet, so you still could do work on it, and then you'll be able to sell it. But the question is that if we're saying Zdafka Baal Bayis, why you have to run to Tumah to say Chilak Avudim in the Hilchas Shabbos alone? There's a Chilak Avudim and not Avudim. By where? By Uman. By Uman, there's a Chilak between Avudim and not Avudim. Living is the day, whether it's Baal Bayis, but Uman Lord. Talk to my good Kasha. So Kula of Baal Bayis Kamairi. And we talk to Baal Bayis, also Uman Lord. Talk to Gemara. That's Gemara's Kasha. Gemara answers. No, Kula Baal Bayis Kamairi. That the Braisa is talking about Baal Bayis. And we want to say in the Baal Bayis alone, how is it? And you're right, by Uman there's a Chilk between Avudim and Avudim. So why do you say that the only Chilk Avudim is only by Tumah? Because we want to learn the Braisa, Dafka Baal Bayis. We don't want to bring in a new thing, Uman. That's more confusing. Usually, Lifrek Lissu today means, like, you know, why bring something Zaitig? Saying it's more Zaitig to bring in a Uman. And about the chilek avudim avudim, that to stay by Baal Bayis, to say the only thing it's negeya avudim Baal Bayis is only by tumah. So that's the pshat. We want to stay by Baal Bayis, and that's the pshat why we say that avudim is only negeya tumah. But really, taka by Uman, there's also chilek, and it's really maybe muksa, and it's not a kasha on Rav Yonasan. And the Gemara ends off ketanoy. It's really mechlekes tanoyim. Orish of Abayis metaltel moisom, shum v'nei metaltel moisom. Orish of Abayis, you could be metaltel, and a Uman, you can't be metaltel. Rav Yosi, echazeh metaltel moisom. The same Rav Yosi that we have the whole time. Rav Yosi is a Tana. He holds that echazeh metaltel moisom. He holds even Orish of a Uman, you're allowed to be metaltel. And we're really answering the kasha of Rav Yonasan, who that it's not shver, it's a machlokes tanoim. At the end of the day, it's a machlokes tanoim. Once we mention these amaroim, we're sitting and discussing, talking and learning. So, lemaisa, we're going to bring down more stories over here about a different shaila, a zaitika thing, about the lamatas malachas. Hodo yosef v'kom bayalu. These chom were sitting down, and they had a shaila. Now we know the Mishnah says later on, Avos malachos abotam chasa achas. We know there are 39 malachos. Can I get me? Where did you get the number 39? 39 malachos punked on Shabbos. How do you know these things? So there's machlekes between these two amarayim. Amlu Rav Chanina bar Chama. Can I get Avos haMishkan? It's can I get the 39 malachos that were found in the Mishkan? The Chazal found in the Mishkan which malachos were important for the Mishkan. There's 39 malachos that were important for the Mishkan. This is what Rav Shimon Rav Yosef ben Lekunya said. That was connected to something else. Connected malacha malachdo malachas shabatayra. It says the word malacha or the word malachdo malachas altogether 39 times in the Torah. Abam chas achas. And it's connected that we say that the 39 malachas are Shabbos. Now the Ramban speaks out. The infidus daya, of course we have shaykhs to Mishkan, because good you know there's a number 39, but where do you get the malachas from? Like, how do you know what constitutes one of these malachas? So of course you compare it to Mishkan. They're just arguing, is the number 39 from the Mishkan, or the number 39 from the word malacha? But avada, to tell us which type of malachas are asr, l'kuli alma, you learn from the Mishkan. It's the Ramban, the Rashba, a lot of different Mishnah bring this down. So Gemara the Shaila now. We're talking about the minion of the 39 time it says malacha or malachta malachas. Boy Rav Yosef says in the pasuk regarding Yosef that Yosef, when everyone was away at the chag, you know, the chaga for their avodah zarah, it says Yosef came back to the house. He came back to the house to do his malacha. Is that word malachta one of the account of 39 or not? Omlu Abaya, what's the shayla? Lazy Sefer Torah Limni. Bring a Sefer Torah and count. If this, you know, you have 38, and then you have to count this, 39. If you already have 39 added, so then you know this is not counted. And we'll see exactly what the shayla is if it's counted now. We'll see in a second. And so my bias question, what's your question? Count it up. Mila Omar Rabbi Bachana Yechanon. Didn't Rabbi Bachana Yechanon say a story once? Lozozum Misham, they had a shayla about a number. And Lozozum Misham, Achaviu Sefer Torah Monum. They didn't move from there until they got a Sefer Torah and they counted it up. So you see that they Kedusha thing, count up the words. So what's your suffix? Omalei, so if Yeshua says Tabaya, Kikam Asafkali, my suffix is like this. Misham Dachsiv, there's altogether 49 times, 40. Malachas. One of them has to come out. And I'm not sure which one to take out. So Maksiv, on one hand says in Parashas, Vayakel, Vahamalacha Hoysadayim. That's the word of Malacha. Meminyonahu, Vahakamadayam Alas Trachav Nichnas. So is the word Malacha Hoysadayim mean, and talking about the Mishkan, that they brought all the stuff, and it says it was enough. So that mean that the malacha they did, the work they did on the Mishkan, that was enough. And that's, therefore, it's counted, because it means work. And the words that says by Yosef, Vayavai habaisa lasis malachta, doesn't mean malacha, real malacha. He didn't come to do his work in the house. It means, kamadiyam, lasis trochav nichnas. It means he came to be mezana. And why didn't he? Because he saw the must yoknoi shal Yaakov Avinu he saw, and that's what made him stop. But without that, he was coming lasis trochav. Then that malacha doesn't count. Because that malacha doesn't mean work. It means to do something with Eishes Petifa. So is the malacha is a dayim counted because it means their work, and the word by Yosef does not mean work. It means lasis trachav. I don't know the opposite. By Yovei Bais Lasis Malachta, it means he came to do his work in the house. That word malacha, taka means malacha. And the pasuk, v'hayim, malacha is a dayim, hachakamai, the shalom le'avidita, means that whatever they needed for the Mishkan, was finished, was enough. They brought it, and that's also called malacha sometimes in the Torah. They call the word malacha means what has to be done was done. You know, basically like your job. Your job is done. Not talking about work. So we're not sure which malacha to count because each one have another pshat. So which one's the pshat that we keep it malacha, and which one is the pshat that means something else? For example, Yosef can mean either came to malacha or means lasis trachov together with Eishes Petifar, and by the Mishkan it can mean either malacha hizdai means the work they did was enough for the Mishkan, or it means the malachas hava means the stuff they brought was enough for the job. Teiku, more blab shvet. Zokdim Mara, Tanya went to the Braisa. We have a braisa that's mashma like the man de omer who says that the 39 malachos are connected to the 39 things in the Mishkan. The tanya in the braisa, ein chayovim ella a malacha shekiyotze ba huisa b'mishkan. The only chayiv malacha that has similar malacha in the Mishkan. Heim zaru, they planted, atem lo sixru, you can't plant. Heim kotru, they cut, atem lo sixru, you can't cut. Now what is that talking about? Rashi learns that means it's talking about they planted in order to make dyes. Letzvaya tcheles, to make the tcheles blue, va'iris elam adamim, to make the skins a certain color. And they did tchina and lisha, that's what Rashi learns. Which is a particular question also, you have to declare, did they actually plant things in the Midbar? The Midbar is a desert. So some say that the Be'irish Miriam gave it water, and that made it be able to be planted. Or they're saying they used plants. It was a nice how they got plants, but plants were used, therefore there's an Issa's rum. And Rashi learns it all has to do with the salmonim, which are the dyes used to dye the wools and everything. But the other farashim, like the Tal brings down from Rishonim, they learned that we're learning that from the Kabbonis and the Mincha, which were used. When you made a Mincha, you needed flowers, you had to plant wheat and make it into dough, make lush. That's what the comparing to the Mishkan is. So the two pshatim, the scissor and cuts, we're talking about dyes or talking about the kabanas. Further in the Brice, the Himelos Akroshim Mikarka, they brought the Kroshim from the Karka of the Machne, which was Shusharabim La Agala, into the wagon, which was Shushiyachid. So you also, Vatim Lai Taklisu, Mishusharabim Shushiyachid. Don't bring from Shusharabim to Shushiyachid. Him read this Kroshim Agala, he took the Kroshim off the Agala, that's the beams that were the walls of the Mishkan, they took it off the Agala, the Karka. You also, don't bring from Shiyachal to Shiram. Hey, Mitzium, my Gala Gala. They passed it from one Gala, one wagon to another wagon. You also can't put something from one Shiyachal to another Shiyachal. Break the Gemara, what's wrong with that? Shiyachal to Shiyachal, my Kav. What's he doing wrong? And for the Gemara, by Ram and Ram Tavayu, we tame Ravada Bahava, Shiyachal to Shiyachal, Derek Shiram. They went from Shiyachal to Shiyachal over the Machna. And this was Derech Shirabim. That's also Asa. And we'll see, it's called Hishata. We'll see in Perek HaZarik about this. And that's also Asa. Ad Kana Braisa. So the Braisa compares a bunch of things to Avodas HaMishkan. So the obvious question is, and I found the Rajbataka asked the question, that if we just said before, that even if the Madiyama holds it, it says 39 times Malachis in the Pasuk, that's how we know 39, but we still don't have from Mishkan what type of Malachis. So what's the Raya from this Braisa, like that Madiyama Dafka? So I found the Rajbataka asked the Kasha. And he says, I don't understand it so good, but he says that since the Braisa says, Heim Zaru, Va'atam Lo Sizru, Heim Kotru, Va'atam Sixru, it sounds like it's more directly learnt out from the Mishkan and not from the word Malacha. But I in the Rajba here, in the Sugya, who speaks about that question. Let's learn one more Gemara. In the Gemara it says in the Mishnah, B'gizei Tzemer Ve'im Etatlam, that you're allowed to do Atmano with Gizei Tzemer, it's not Ma'isav Hevel, but you cannot be metaltal it. Amar Rava. So Rava first and say something, and we're going to slog it up. Amar Rava lo yishanu dati can metaltal it as loytam behem. It means like Rava thought it meant two different things. Gizei tzemer, you're allowed to make atmana, and if you didn't do atmana, you can't metaltal it because it's set aside to make it into clothing. So he says lo yishanu loytam behem. Avatam behem. If you used it for atmana, metaltal myself because since it looks like I set it aside for atmana, and since I set aside for atmana, it's not muks anymore. There was a Talmud who came to the Beis Medrash that day for the first time, and he had a very good question. He asks Rava from the next Mishnah, read the next words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Tainim gizit sam, bevei metaltal mois, I mean, I'm metaltal. Ketzroi, so what do you do? So you shake it off. Noitos a kisu, bevei neiflois. You take the kisu and it falls off. So what do you see? That even though I just used the fat mana, I can't take it off by hand. I have to pull it off, it has to fall off the cover. So clearly, that it's still muksa. So Rava, it can't be Pshat Rava. So Gemara Eliyot Mahachi Yitmar. You have to change Rava a little bit, tweak it. This is what Rava is saying. I'm a Rava. This whole mission is talking about, I just used it for Atmana, punct. I wasn't a Yachid for Atmana. I have a Yichdan Latmana. If I set it aside clearly for Atmana, Metaltal Moisam. Then you could be Metaltal it, because I set it aside forever for Atmana. It's Manami. Ki also Ravin Omar Rav Yaakov Omar Rav Asi Ben Shalom Arevi. Loishon Wash Lo Yichdan Latmana. The whole Din Muksa is only if I, and says Emetaltal Moisam, only if I was a Yachid of Atmana. Aval, if I put it wrapped it today and I said, you know what, this is for Atmana forever. Because it's not muks anymore, I'm not using it anymore for schayra. That's one mahalach in Rava. Ravina are my different tarets. That really, using it one time helps. I, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, b'shal heftik shanu. Our Mishnah is talking about that you had a big oitzer of schayra. That means it was clearly set aside for schayra. It was a big pile, it was a whole shipment of gizim. Heftik is lashon of a big pile, not after tzemer, it can be anything, but a big pile, and therefore it's clearly for schayra, and there doesn't help if you use it one time for atmana. But a regular gizim tzemer, gizim stam, if you set it, use it for atmana once, Rava's right. That's what Ravina says. Tayin avachach, we tackle into brayis like that. Gizim tzemer shall heftik emetalt moisem. V'meskinu el bayit ushtamish v'em, if he's miyachirit for kvias, forever to use it, metalt moisem, you can metalt it. But it's mashma that gizim stam are different. Here it says only gizim shem shal heftik, but the gizim stam gizim, if you use it one time, we hold it rava fi ravina, and you could be metaltalet.